Saturday, November 21st, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Wisdom. Wisdom has built her house, setting up seven pillars.
She has prepared the food and wine and set her table.
She has sent out her servants
to call out from the heights above the city.
Let those who want enlightenment come.
Come, taste my bread and drink my spiced wine.
Give up your foolishness and live.
And walk the path of understanding.
If you are wise, your reward is wisdom.
If you teach the just, they grow in understanding.
Wisdom begins with reverence for God.
And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly, and in your service, find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Sing joyful songs to the Lord, creator of all the earth. Sing joyful songs to the Lord. Praise the mighty rock where we are safe. Come to worship him with thankful hearts and songs of praise. The Lord is the greatest God, king over all other gods. He holds the deepest part of the earth in his hands, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The ocean is the Lord's because he made it, and with his own hands he formed the dry land. Bow down and worship the Lord our Creator. The Lord is our God, and we are his people, the sheep he takes care of in his own pasture. Listen to God's voice today. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Sing joyful songs to the Lord, creator of all the earth.
The word today comes from Matthew 12, verses 46 through 50. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and brothers came and stood outside because they wanted to talk with him. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside and want to talk to you." And Jesus answered, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "These are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who obeys my Father in heaven is my brother or sister or mother." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Anna Oliver. Anna Oliver was the first woman to graduate from an American theological seminary and a pioneer Methodist Episcopal Church preacher and pastor. She was born near New Brunswick, New Jersey in 1840, baptized Viviana Olivia Snowden. She changed her name in the early 1870s so as not to embarrass her family when she decided to enter the ministry. Educated in Brooklyn Public Schools and Rutgers Female College in New York City, Oliver began her career as a public school teacher in Connecticut. In addition to teaching, she took an active role in women's suffrage and temperance movements in her adopted state for the next 8-year period. In 1868, she volunteered to teach Black children in Georgia under the auspices of the American Missionary Association. Inadequate facilities, domineering male supervisors, and hostility from the Southern white community tested her commitment period a year later when she learned that the AMA paid female teachers less than men who did the same work. Oliver resigned. She rejoined her family in Connecticut for a time and resumed her interest in women's issues. In 1876, she received a degree from Boston University School of Theology and assumed the pastorate of First Methodist Episcopal Church in Passaic, New Jersey, and later Willoughby Avenue Church in Brooklyn. She devoted much energy to temperance and suffrage and dress reform and health care for women and children. Throughout her ministry, her favorite text was Revelation 3:8. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. The Collect from Anna Oliver. God, our Creator and Redeemer, anoint from among your people zealous and faithful preachers like Anna Oliver to give us ears to hear the gospel, that your image may be fully restored in us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. A prayer for recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly powers, by the might of your command, you drive away from our bodies all sickness and all infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for Congress. O God, the fountain of wisdom, whose will is good and gracious, and whose law is truth, we implore you so to guide and bless our senators and representatives in Congress assembled and in the legislature of this state, that they may enact such laws as shall please you, to the glory of your name and the welfare of this people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for the human family. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus Christ, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and the hatred which infected our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love and work through our struggles and confusion to accomplish your purpose on earth, that in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.